Time for the birthday scam.
We're going to call up Melinda. She drove into some water. She had a lot of damage. The shocks were still under warranty and had the dealership pay for that. Well, Raj will call now and say that, no, it's her fault. No warranty. Ha ha.
This is Melinda.
Hi, Melinda. This is Aaron Ward. I'm calling from... Sorry to bother you at work, but I wanted to call about those shocks that we replaced.
Mm-hmm.
We had thought that those would be covered under warranty, but I've been informed that that warranty's void because you went into water with those. Did you go into water?
No, I did not.
Well, there were water marks on that car now.
No, I mean, like, deep, as in, no. I mean,
did you drive into any water?
Any? Oh, of course. I mean, it rains all the time here in Houston.
Mm-hmm. Let me give you a little tip. When you see that standing water there, you shouldn't be driving into that.
Okay.
A lot of ladies see this water, and they think they can just zoom right through there, and that's what caused the damage.
I'm at work, and I don't have time for you to, I mean, basically be talking to me the way you do. For being an assistant manager, I mean, your skills kind of aren't too well, but...
I'm just saying, I see this all the time. A woman doesn't know how to handle a car, and she thinks that, you know, that it's a boat.
Who is your manager?
My manager is Bob Stevens. Would you like to speak with him?
Yes.
Okay, hold on, please.
Miss Bob.
Yes, Bob.
You.
I've got a phone call from Aaron Ward. Being an assistant manager and all, I mean, the way he's talking, I mean, that's kind of bad. I mean, they just call and start... saying stuff like that. I mean, it's not much money. I don't really care about that.
Right.
Just because of the way he is. I mean, $315 is nothing for
well,
that car.
Can you just pay it then and we'll just be done with this?
I mean, not today, just because of his attitude.
Well, you're going to punish him?
I'm not going to make a special trip just to go down there to pay that. That's
ridiculous.
You
drove it into the water.
That's ridiculous, his approach.
Very maybe he thought you were being a b-
Huh?
Nothing. So, can we get some...
No, you're not getting anything from me. You're not getting anything. Because you should have noticed that when you did the repairs. So that's too bad.
No, we looked at it later. We went back.
I don't care.
We can do that.
Too bad.
Anytime we want.
All right, well,
go back
you're not
going
to deal with me.
Well, I'm dealing with you right now, honey.
Well, that's fine. You can if you want.
I'm going to come down there if I have
go
to.
Go ahead. You know where I work. The address is there.
First you call up and lie about driving into the water.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Does your car have a rudder in the back?
I don't even know what that is. You work for the freaking dealership. I don't. So, like I said, you're not going to get it today. What else do you need from me?
Spanking.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, over my knee.
No, I don't think
you
so.
You pick. Bare-bottomed or with the pants. It's up to you.
This is ridiculous. I can't believe y'all.
Are you having a birthday?
Oh, gosh, I can't believe this. Who did this?
Manuel.
Oh.
It's the birthday scam in Dean and Raj.
This is ridiculous.
There are no reputable car dealers that offer a spanking as an alternative to billing.
Maybe if they did, things would be a lot better. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Good luck on your automobile.
Thank you.